thank God for the word that goes forth, the gospel of the grace of God, in his own unique way. Let's send you in for a treat, because Christ will be glorified. Amen. This time, let's bring forth the message, the messenger with the message of the hour, Deacon Howard Gavin. Amen, Deacon Gavin.
Hallelujah. Thanks be to God, and thank you, Sister Lisa, for concurring. Praise God. And thank God for all of you that are here, and for those whom thanks have been rendered thus far in the prayer. Let us have a word of prayer before we begin. Dear and righteous God, our Father, Lord, we again thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to worship with those of like precious faith, and oh God, with you in our presence, Christ in us, being in us, the hope of our glory. Oh God, we pray that you would speak to your people today through your servant. Rule and overrule, Lord, that they may be blessed. We ask it, Lord, unto your glory. These here and those afar and abroad. And Lord, we thank you for our pastor, Lord God, and for you setting this curriculum up through him. We pray your blessing on all your people everywhere, in every corner and crevice of this globe. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Please forgive me. I was intending to ask the ushers earlier to pass out the documents on the podium in the back. We are yet dealing with the document, God's Sovereignty in Election. We have moved down to page 3 of the document. We haven't moved fast, but we have moved some. So we're going to ask the ushers now, if you will, pass those documents on the podium out. Raise your hands if you don't have one from previous Sunday's ministering. Raise your hand, and the ushers will give you one. Some, the ink in my printer was failing, and they're not so clear. So make sure you don't give a senior one of the lighter ones. Make sure all of our dear seniors get the darker copies. And if you would, turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. And our scriptures, our text scriptures, are Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Elder Liverman is our designated reader. And Elder, as always, we're going to ask you to read verses 1 through 5 of Ephesians chapter 1. And you can read it from the King James. I'm going to ask you to hold on, if you can, to until I finish with this document. Hold on to your pages and bring them with you every 3 weeks until I'm finished. But if not, I'll have some copies just in case. All right, everyone have Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Say amen. All right, Elder, read.
Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus.
To the saints which are at Ephesus.
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Our abode, our eternal abode in Christ.
Grace be to you and peace.
Now notice what God sends to us. Notice what he writes to us. Not if you keep, if you don't. No. Grace, kindness, goodwill, favor, benevolence, favor. Grace be to you and what?
Peace from God our Father.
God sends his grace and peace from God who?
Our Father.
Our Father.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
3.
Verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father.
Blessed or high praise the God and Father
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Who has blessed us.
Who have blessed us. How?
With all spiritual blessings.
Now, actually, that reads in the interlinear, or rather in the original language, that reads, have blessed us, yes, has blessed us in eternity when he placed us in Christ, hath blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual, our true, our actual abode. Our actual abode is not with two legs, eyes, head, hands, and the like. Our actual, our eternal abode is not flesh or physical, but is spirit. We were and are manifested in the flesh. Manifested. We showed up according to God's decree. We showed up in the flesh after the creation of time for God's purpose. All right. Ella, read on.
Spiritual blessings in heavenlies and places in Christ.
In the heavenlies, and the heavenlies have a place, as all creation does. In the heavenlies, and again from the original scripting, in the heavenlies in Christ. All creation, Colossians 1:16, all creation is in Christ. Everything. Not just the stuff we see, but the stuff we do not see. Every event, every occurrence, every situation, every predicament, everything is in Christ Jesus. We had discussion of that, and I was truly blessed by the comments coming from the class in Sunday school. All right, in the heavenlies in Christ, according?
According as he has chosen us in him,
mm-hmm,
before the foundation of the world.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the creation of the world. We were picked out, selected, chosen in Christ Jesus. We didn't come or Johnny come lately, and we were chosen. We were selected. We that are Christ were selected. Uh-huh.
That we should be holy and without blame.
That we being holy, that is a present infinitive, that we being holy and without blame before him, what?
In love.
In love. As we are before him, we are there, not with regret, but in love. In love. God having chosen us. All right. We're speaking from the document, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. There's none higher than God. And God is our Father. And just as we have the impress of our earthly fathers, all of us got here in the flesh, or according to the flesh, via an earthly father, and we have his impress in some way, shape, form, or fashion, we also, amen, have the definite eternal impress of God, who is our Father, Spirit, according to that which we actually are, Spirit, manifested in the flesh, shown up in the flesh. Why? For God's purpose, what he has planned, what he has chosen to manifest before all creation and unto us. God's sovereignty. God is supreme in authority and power. He possesses ultimate and absolute power and authority. God don't have to ask or inquire of anyone for that he has done.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
So if we don't like somebody that's in Christ, oh well. Amen. Amen. God's sovereignty in election. Choice, as we're about to do on November 4th. We're going to choose among the candidates. So God elected among those he had designated to appear in humanity. He chose some, not all.
Yes.
He chose some and rejected others. That is why they were, according to Romans chapter 9, as we read several weeks ago, that is why they were brought forth as vessels of wrath, that God would show vessels of mercy, which we are. He would show his love, praise God, and he would show in comparison to those that are vessels fitted for destruction. They can't be anything else. And the mercy of God has not shown us or perfectly revealed unto us who they are. We take one another at each other's testimony. Who would have thought that when the Apostle Paul, as Acts chapter 9 starts out, and Saul, yet breathing threatenings and slaughter against the people of God. Saul, who was later determined Paul, breathing threatenings and slaughter. Now, you figure someone breathing threatenings and slaughter against you, they mean business, wouldn't you say? They are out truly to get you. Who would have thought that he was one that belonged to Christ, and even more so, he was an apostle? Hallelujah. He didn't become an apostle in time. He was designated that in eternity. Election to salvation. Salvation is our eternal relationship or sonship position in Christ, or to God in Christ, where we actually abide. We are temporarily in our bodies. We are temporarily in the city of our where we habitat. We are temporarily in the earth, and we are temporarily in time. Amen. We actually abide in the body of Christ.
Amen.
When this is over, the real deal will appear.
Amen.
According to our consciousness. It is deliverance from sin and its consequences. Salvation is also preservation. You all, at least the baby boomers, remember when we used to preserve stuff? It was preserved to keep it.
Amen.
It is preservation, preserving, or deliverance from ultimate harm, ruin, or loss. In other words, ultimately. So I lost some money on my job, as I did. Or I lost this, or I lost that. But if you lost it, you never truly had it. But we are delivered from ultimate harm, ruin, and loss. Ultimately. We are safe. We are safe. Praise God. And secure in Christ Jesus. Because everything around you is going to dissipate and fade away anyhow. John wrote in Revelation, I looked and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Our abode is in the heavenlies. Everything in physicality around us will eventually, ultimately, dissipate and go away. It will be destroyed. It will have run its course, what God had determined and brought it forth for. It will have run its course. And us, when we have run our course, Paul said, I fought the good fight, I finished my course. When we have finished our course, then conscious-wise, body stays where it's supposed to be, and the real, the spiritual us, consciously manifests where we've always been.
Amen.
In the body of Christ. We're not going to heaven. We are in heaven.
Amen.
In the spirit, in physicality, you can only be one place at one time. Have you ever told anybody that? I can't do but one thing at a time. We can only fit so many people in here. But in the real, the true us, the eternal us, which is spirit, is not limited by space and by time. We are in our actual abode, but our consciousnesses are just resonating or caused to resonate in time, in physicality. This is a book. This is a podium. This is a microphone. I pay the bills and everything else in physicality. Our consciences are given to resonate in physicality while we are in this. But when this is over, the real will consciously appear. We are there, spirit. Spirit is not contained by space and time. All right. I'm on page 3. And I have to back up to the beginning of the second paragraph. Ella, I don't think those other two scriptures I gave you would be in play today. Next, I'm reading. Next, we consider, second paragraph, the reason God chose us. And let me say this, I want to impress upon you today that, as it says, according as he hath chosen us before him, before the foundation of the world, that we, being holy and without blame, where it counts, before him and in love. I want to impress to you today the aspect of our being blameless, absolutely holy, separated unto God, and blameless. No one can put blame upon a child of God and it stick. It's just empty words or an empty assessment. We are blameless. That's not according to Deacon Gavin, that's according to God's precious word. Next, we consider the reason God chose us as the elect in Christ before the foundation of the world. Note the Greek phrase rendered for our being, as it reads, to be holy and blameless before him. Here we very carefully, literally translate these terms, these Greek expressions, ena, ema, rendered us to be, not we might be. Us to be, or a present infinitive, it's being, present, being. But as the result of God's choice, he chose some vessels of mercy and others vessels of wrath. Result of God's choice, we are holy or separated or sanctified unto God according to his choice. He chose us that. And some he chose for destruction, that we might praise him the more, glorify him the more in seeing the difference. Lord, I praise you, I thank you, in all eternity, praising him. In other words, his sovereign act of choosing us, and thus providing redemption for us in Christ Jesus, causes us to be absolutely holy and blameless before him. Note the thought being documented is that this is what God determined or decreed to do on behalf of his elect before the creation of the world. And if it was before the creation of the world, it was before humanity was brought on the scene, was manifested. And if it was before that, it was certainly before we were manifested on the scene.
Yes.
So it wasn't about what we did, when we did it, how much we did, or what we didn't do.
Oh, how mercy.
Before creation, he chose us. Thus, this is a perfect, complete, once for all transaction, whereby, thinking about the pastor's pen, whereby God forensically or legally confirms us as sanctified and renewed in him. Referencing 1 Corinthians 1:2, and last time I was before you, we dealt with Colossians 3:10 and those verses that or in the context of verse 10. Here we must be careful not to confuse what God has done positionally. Remember, we are positionally placed in the body of Christ. That is our position. Irregardless of how we might be conditioned or our state presently in the flesh or in the world.
Amen.
Positionally, our standing,
yes.
Our position is that we are in Christ. What God has done positionally in eternity. We cannot confuse what God has done positionally in eternity with what he has methodically arranged by design. Don't forget that word design. In time. What the elect is to become practically through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we cannot do it without the power, the agency, and the enablement of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We cannot walk sinlessly, pleasing unto God in our own self. That was not in God's design. We were designated sinners. It manifested when this came on the scene. It didn't manifest in our position as God's elect in the body of Christ. There's no sin in the body of Christ.
Amen.
In the one decree, all things, all, the all, in the one decree, we were both saint and sinner. Sinner had to manifest in time. We were created in Christ Jesus. We'll say more about that after a while. So what we are to become practically through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we cannot get away from the indicative. As Elder Liverman was speaking on in his last time before you. The indicative. Who we actually are. What manifests is what God has determined for his purpose. But that does not take away from who we actually are. Now one amongst us that was in Sunday school realized why I asked her that question. If her son, her only son, did something corruptible or disobedient, did that change who he was? Did that change your love for him? She said. Praise God. Elder, turn with me. We're going to look at our being blameless, irregardless of our state. There we don't need, we're not giving anyone a license for sin. I'm fixing to repeat someone. You need a license to hunt. You need a license to fish. You need a license to drive and a whole lot of other things. But you don't need a license to sin. All you got to do is be you. Sooner or later. According to God's eternal decree, we're going to fall, come up a little short.
Amen.
Sooner or later.
Oh,
and I'm being nice putting it like that. If not you. Ella, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. And because I got up later, it does not make a difference. I'm going to end on time. End time, on time. We are blameless before him. And not just blameless in our, but blameless before him in love. In love. Having predestinated us. Before. Before we showed up to do anything good or bad. All right, Elder, we're going to start at verse 17. Let me read what we're here for again. Here we must be careful not to confuse what God has done positionally placing us in the body of Christ in eternity with what he has methodically arranged by design, his design, in the created entity of time. What the elect is to become practically, practice being who we are, practically through the power of the Holy Spirit. He has to enable us. We cannot do it on our own. If we depend on ourselves, sooner or later we're going to have an oops sale, one way or another. All right, Elder, begin reading Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17.
Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with the 17th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And this I say,
therefore,
and testify in the Lord,
in the Lord where we truly abide,
that ye henceforth
walk
not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds.
We have what is called the doctrine of peripatetology. It has to do with the believer's walk. Our walk may not expressly all the time show who we are. If we as kids going around and whatnot. Sometimes we went out and acted a certain way, and our parents got us. Say, you don't do like they do. You're not them. You're you. You're one of this house, this family. You don't do anything you want. Same thing with God our Father. Sometimes God overrules our depraved nature, which he has designed in the flesh, is built in. It's on auto. God overrules it for his purpose. Otherwise, there go you, and there go I. And the Apostle Paul put it like this. He said, when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Amen. Yes.
So God has to enable us at all times, not sometimes, at all times. But the indicative is remembering, according to the Holy Spirit, upon God's word, who we are. That does not change. Who we are. We were, again, chosen in him before the foundation or creation of the world, being holy and without blame before him in love. In love.
Yes. Amen.
Therefore, I say and testify. This is dealing with our practical walk.
Yes.
Or practically. Amen. And manifesting who we are. Manifesting who we are or not. Not therefore testify in the Lord that ye not henceforth walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of what, Elder? Their mind. In the worthlessness or futility of their mind. I'm purposely bringing emphasis on us and them. There is a difference. There are vessels of mercy, whom we are, and all of God's elect, and there are vessels of wrath. Read Romans, the 9th chapter. Vessels of wrath fitted, purpose for destruction. They can never be saved. They were not chosen or brought forth for that purpose. Just like the devil wasn't. I'm not saying they are the devil, but just like he was not brought forth as one of God's elect angels, according to God's purpose. God has purposed everything according to his will. Everything. Worthless. Worthless. We're not calling it calling anybody names. Vanity of their minds. It just worthless. It was decreed of God to be worthless. God is the creator and the creator of everything. Every thought We had that discussion in Sunday school. I took the Sunday school class to Acts chapter 16 when the damsel was following Paul and Silas around and harassing them. And then Paul, the scriptures say Paul being grieved. You know that's an aorist tense? That was according to God's decree in eternity, him being grieved, saying, enough of this. And then the next say, he turned. That's also the aorist tense. A completed act in eternity. Grieves is also in the passive voice. He had to be grieved because it's what God had decreed. He couldn't stop and stand forward. He had to turn because God had decreed him to turn. A simple act of turning. And say it. Aorist indicative. Completed fact. And say it. He had to say what he said.
Glory to God.
I brought that up so that we can see everything, every situation, every predicament, everything is decreed of God. Why? Everything ultimately for his glory. Everything. That ultimately we would see that all that wasn't of Christ was worth less. Everything is for God's glory. Where do you think sin come from? God created. Sin standing on the outside. Say, I'll fix him. I'll go in there. No. Isaiah chapter 45. I always forget whether it's the 7th or the 17th verse. The Lord says, I create evil. Sin is evil. It's opposite of God. It's evil. God had to create, design, opposition to himself. Otherwise, where is it going to come from? How is it going to get in if it was able to come from somewhere? Our Bible tells us that all creation, visible and invisible, is in him, in Christ. God created all things for his glory. Every deviant act, everything will ultimately abound to God's glory. How else is it going to happen? Paul didn't just say something and turn around or stand still or whatever. It was decreed. Look it up. The aorist tense, a completed action.
Amen.
And what he said was also decreed. That we walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Next verse, Elder.
Amen. Verse 18, having the understanding darkened.
Having the or their understanding darkened. That is the perfect tense and the passive voice. Just like those vessels of wrath didn't make themselves that way by what they did, they were determined that way in eternity by God's saying, by God's decree. One decree. He separated everything. Having their understanding darkened, passive voice. It wasn't because of what they conjured up, but what God decreed. Having their understanding darkened, what, Elder?
Being alienated from the life of God.
Oh, Jesus. Scripture tells us in Colossians chapter 3, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with him in glory. But here, they have been alienated from the life of God. God did it. Again, perfect tense, passive voice. They had nothing to do with it. They were determined or decreed or created unto that end. Perfect tense is a completed action with the results thereof coming right down to the present. God created in eternity and in the creation of time. He brought it right down through time, right to right now. They are yet alienated according to God's decree.
Amen.
We are yet elected and chosen and vessels of mercy according to God's decree. And nothing anyone can do about it.
Amen.
We are blameless.
Amen.
Not in ourselves, but according to what the Lord has done for us. Do you know that Christ died for most of our sins? If y'all buy that, I got some lands in the swamp, I'll tell you. He has forgiven us of all our trespasses and sins. Every one of them. Every one of them. He has forgiven us. That's in Colossians 2:13 and other places. Having an understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God through what, elder?
Through the ignorance that is in them.
Through the ignorance that is again in them. They were left darkened, alienated, strange and foreign unto God, the life of Christ. They were designed that way. The ignorance that is in them. Read, elder.
Because of the blindness of their heart.
Because of the darkness or blindness of whose heart?
Their heart.
Their heart. Not yours.
Oh, glory.
And mine. Not. Thanks be to God. Verse 19, Ella.
Who being past feeling.
Them. Uh-huh.
Have given themselves over.
Now, being past feeling or lost all. Perfect tense, passive voice. Again, they had nothing to do with it. They were designed that way. Perfect tense, completed action again, with the results coming down to the present and the passive voice. They didn't do it. And what, elder? Having given
themselves over unto lasciviousness.
Actually, in manifestation in time, through their action, through their mindset, but actually in God's decree. That's an aorist indicative. God gave them over unto lasciviousness, sensuality, vice, and indecency. They are given over unto that, according to God's decree. To do what, Ella?
To wear all uncleanness with greediness.
To practice all impurity with greediness or covetousness. Now remember, you say, well, dog, some of that stuff sounds like me. Not all of it, but some of it sounds like me. Yeah, because of the sin nature in the flesh. But though God had decreed a sin nature in the flesh that causes us to act up, it does not take away who we are. You try to separate this dear mother that I asked that question from her dear son. You get more trouble than it's worth. Praise God. All right. Verse 20.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
But ye have not so learned Christ. And I'm not talking about just because we were sitting in Bible class in Sunday school. Heirs indicative. It was designated unto us. We couldn't have gotten away from it. Those whom God had determined or decreed to learn Christ, amen, according to righteousness, we couldn't get away from it. Just like we cannot get away from being his, even if we wanted to.
That's it.
He's God. We have not so learned Christ. Uh-huh.
Verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him.
If indeed we have heard him. Heirs indicative. We don't determine our hearing the Lord. He has caused us to hear, and some of his people he has delayed or withheld it from the time that our understanding was manifested.
We understand and comprehend incrementally, and it's all of God for His purpose. But regardless whether we understand much or hardly anything, what we have is always given through grace.
Amen.
Benevolence, benefit, favor. Amen. It's God's program and God's purpose. If we have heard Him, or if indeed those so decreed, because they are some of God's elect that will not hear. Again, the mentally incompetent, the little babe, whether aborted or die stillborn or die in infancy, it makes no difference. They were chosen. We were chosen before creation, and certainly before this, before the creation of the world.
Amen.
Makes no difference whether we receive Christ, so to speak now, at the altar or whatever that religion has brought forth. Whatever religion has brought forth. We were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. If we've heard Him, and what, Elder?
And been taught as, and have been taught by Him.
And having been taught by Him, God, again, and as indicative, whether God has arranged for us to be taught, and in what measure our understanding is to be manifested, what?
As the truth is in Jesus.
Reality is in Jesus. Everything here is for manifestation and is temporary. Temporary.
Yes.
How long y'all think I'm going to be wearing this blue suit? Temporary. And even preaching and teaching. Temporary. In this venue. Temporary. How long do you think I'm going to be all out in Oakland County telling folks I got 9 children? Temporary. Everybody, you go in every store. You know this man? Yes, he got 9 children. 22, Elder.
Verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation.
Manner of life or behavior. You're putting off, it sounds like from the King James, that you are doing it. That's an aorist infinitive. To put off, having put off. God has decreed what you will put off. Some of us been struggling with stuff, behavior, look like forever. We done cried and blew on handkerchief and napkin and snotted and everything. And we still can't seem to get away from it. God has determined what you will put off and be delivered from, and what you may suffer with for His glory, so you can stick your chest out and put somebody else down. Look, I got over. No. God brings us out. That ye put off Aris. It was determined what would be put off. The former conversation, what?
The old man.
The old man. Uh-huh.
Who is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
He's corrupt according to the deceitful lust. I'm just talking about God's children now. We're still talking about them who are not the elect. Right. We're talking about God's children now. Us. And what, Elder?
And be renewed.
And be renewed.
In the spirit of your mind.
That prefix re typically means again. Rewind. Renew. Again, new, taking us in consciousness to resonate with who we actually are.
Yes.
The new man. The new man was created in Christ Jesus. The old man showed up in manifestation later on in the creation of time and the world and the coming forth of this year here. That's when the old man showed up. But in Christ, we are sinless and are actualized, are actual. Read, Ella.
Verse 24, and that you put on the new man.
Having put on the new man, again, it's a decree of God. What?
Who after God.
After God, that word it got kata in it, and kata means according to. It has the intensity, the inference of down, according to the new man, which kata, after God, down. God laid the new man down foundational-wise in his image. Remember we spoke weeks ago about in his image? Image means to be like. We are like our Father. That's why he called himself our Father. He is our Father. According to the eternal spirit, we are like him, just like him.
That's right.
We are not limited like we are here by space and time and circumstance and events. We'll be able to love, praise, unlimitedly. Read Ellen.
That you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
And holiness of the truth. And where the truth is, up in verse 21, the truth is in Jesus. That's just fine and dandy with us, because that's home. The truth is home. Where we abide, where we actually abide.
That's it.
Temporary. 13941 Trinity Street. Temporary. Working at Prestige, delivering stuff. Temporary. Father of 9 children and helping them along into adulthood, the young ones. Temporary.
Oh, glory.
Aches and pains. Temporary. Headaches and stuff. Blood pressure medicine. Temporary.
Yes.
Flab. Temporary. All right. Saints, we just wanted to show that we are blameless according to God's word. According to God's word. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God has determined all those incidents in life where we've been embarrassed, whether we've been ostracized, even if we have been locked up, even if we've been beat up. God has used all of those things in the ultimate context of us glorifying him when we are manifested in consciousness where we always were and to who we truly, truly are. I showed these things. The deviant things, also in the children of God.
Glory to God.
But it does not take away. It does never, never, ever, ever take away who we actually are, who we truly are. We were chosen in him before the foundation of creation of the world, being holy and being blameless. We mess up here for God's purpose, but not in the body of Christ where we actually abide. When this is over and gone, our consciousness will home. Praise Jesus. So when you encounter things, don't ask what is this, ask what is it for, because God sent it. God bless you.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. Give the Lord another hand. Amen.